flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Looking for a new home should be exciting, not frustrating. That's why Homes.com might just be the best home shopping site out there. Imagine searching for your dream home without ads cluttering your view. Homes.com's sleek, beautifully designed, ad-free interface makes your search simple and distraction-free. And if you're a parent, you know how important school information is. Homes.com gets it. They're the only site with detailed school and district info from multiple sources, including reviews from Niche. Plus, they've got a super comprehensive and transparent agent directory, making it easy to find the right expert to guide your journey. Oh, and here's a game changer. Homes.com always connects you directly with a listing agent who knows the home best. They even go beyond the basics, offering the most in-depth neighborhood content of any home shopping site, packed with details to help you find a community that feels like home. And the search tools? Unmatched. With 22 data visualization layers, 7 environmental layers, and filters for commute times and architectural styles, Homes.com truly is the home search you've been searching for. Go to Homes.com. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
The snow is over. That continues to move to the east, but we're not done with the snow. It looks like we could see 1 to 3 overnight Sunday night into Monday morning here in the Twin Cities of Minneapolis, St. Paul, and it looks like a cold week. Right now, windy 28. Once again, the radar is showing that snow moving well to the east of the Twin Cities. Still snowing up in the Hinckley area over toward Rice Lake, down to Red Wing, Rochester, even back to, say, the Albert Lee and Austin area. But for the most part, the cities in the clear. Right now, let's go outdoors. Steve Carney joins us, and stevecarneyoutdoors.com. Steve, how you been?
I'm great, Steve. I'm actually bunkered in today. We've got a pretty good snowstorm going on up in the northwest, and that's too bad because the fishing this week is really good. I mean, we had 2 really good consistent days of 40 degrees. It was beautiful. The fish were snapping. Now we got this front coming in, and yeah, we're kind of suffering through this right now, and some snow, tons of wind, and you know, so just trying to kind of tough out and wait till it gets better.
Yeah, here we are in February already, and you know, you think about it, it goes so quick to the, you know, end of the ice fishing season. You know, there aren't a lot of weekends left.
Well, yeah, there is. It's just we're kind of suffering through the worst part of winter right now, but really the fishing is still holding up very well. And I'm sort of transitioned now to deeper water. A lot of the fish now are relating to the deepest water in a lake, deep basins, deep depressions. And this week the fishing has been really good in that 30-foot range. And typically these fish are suspended maybe halfway up, which is kind of typical at this time of the year. And there's kind of 2 different kinds of depressions or 2 different kind of basins. One is where they go and they rest and they loaf and they sit around and they don't do anything. And they're very difficult to catch because they're not actively feeding. Other basins, there's insects and larvae and zooplankton coming up out of the mud and rising up to the surface. And that's where the active fish are, picking off those bait fish and worms and everything that's, you know, emerging from that mud. And they're active fish and really catchable fish. So right now, it's really transitioned into this deeper type of pattern. And my shallow patterns I've been on for 6 or 7 weeks now are kind of waning. So now, you know, for people that are out, you know, doing their thing, start looking towards those deep basins, the deepest water in the lake that you're fishing, 30 feet, 40 feet, could be 25 feet, but they've really made that transition. And I think, too, it's an oxygen thing. It's a comfort thing. They're at a level there where there's good oxygen and they're comfortable there. That's why they're suspended. So that's kind of how things are kind of changing.
Yeah, another thing I know you wanted to bring up this week is electronics. And certainly leaps and bounds every year. There's a tremendous amount of competition. There's a lot of gear, even for ice anglers, to take a look at.
Well, you know, Steve, the newest transition now is people are moving to these dual-screen graphs that we use in the summer. It's kind of funny. We're using a summer technique on the ice. And so what that means is you have a split screen now. Instead of just plain flasher, now you have a flasher on the left and you have a graph on the right. So that graph is working just like it does in the summer when you're in your boat. Fish will be marked by lines that go, you know, right across horizontally across the bottom, and you can see your jig, you can see your line, and it gives you a different perspective of really what's going on under the ice. I wouldn't say that it's going to help you catch more fish. I'm not saying that. But it is much more entertaining. It's really interesting to kind of put both of those together and watch them at the same time. It's really, you know, makes the time on the ice, you know, a lot more fun. And that is kind of what people are going to now, are these split screens. So it's definitely a step up from just the plain flasher, you know, that we've been using for decades. So again, it's technology, you know, starting, you know, to increase and, you know, get much more intense. And yeah, it's pretty cool. I'm very impressed.
Yeah, and you'd mentioned the snow coming in. It is getting to the point, and it's been unusually dry again this winter, not a lot of snow here in the cities. And we've talked about it now for a couple of years. We could probably use some snow and some snowpack because I think we're going to be going into spring really dry in these parts.
Yeah, that's what it looks like. You know, the big phenomenon this year, Steve, without the snow, is that people are driving on the lakes everywhere. I'm starting to see hard houses and big wheel houses in areas on these lakes that I've never seen before because people can drive anywhere they want to go. And so that's complicating things a little bit. It's congesting some areas that normally don't have any activity on it. But it sounds like we're supposed to get in North Country, Northwest, maybe 6 or 8 inches here coming up in a week. And that'll change everything. I think a lot of people are going to get their houses off the lakes. And, you know, we don't do a lot of plowing up here, you know, in the Northwest. It's kind of you're on your own. And that could change things, too. But it's really, you know, a phenomenon after the last 3 or 4 years of very poor ice that people are driving everywhere. And it's really changed the landscape and, you know, put a lot of pressure on spots that normally don't have any. But, you know, that's the way it is, so we'll have to see if that changes.
All right. Well, you're going to hunker down a little bit and then get back at it. Once again, it looks like another cool down. And as you alluded to, there's still plenty of winter left. It is only February 1. It's not like we're talking March 1 or we did get that warm spell, though, this week. It was amazing. It really was. Wow. For January, this is pretty good.
Well, we've had such good ice, Steve. You know, it's just been an ideal season. Not a lot of heaves, not a lot of cracks. Everything's pretty intact and good 22, 23 inches. So it's, you know, as good as it could possibly be. So this week, I'm actually looking forward to speaking to the Rice County Sportsman's Group down in St. Cloud on Wednesday. It's an 85th anniversary of their group with a few hundred people that are truly amazing and do a lot of things for outdoors. So I'm very excited about being invited there and looking forward to that. So kudos to that Rice County people.
Well, that sounds good, Steve, and we look forward to visiting with you in a week.
Sounds good, and let's hope the weather kind of turns around here, Steve, so we can get back at it.
Yeah, that's right. It looks like it'll be at least a couple of storms impacting the area, whether you live in the cities or up north. Steve Kearney, stevekearneyoutdoors.com. Thanks so much. Have a great week. And by the way, we want to remind you that our outdoors coverage continues on Sunday afternoon. We have an hour-long show And, of course, that's Rob Dreisein from the Outdoor News. Rob, with a lot of great guests and an hour of great information for those who love the outdoors between 5 and 6 Sunday here on News Talk 830 WCCO. Quick break. We'll come back. No football this weekend. I mean, yeah, there's the Pro Bowl stuff. No game. College football is over. We await the Super Bowl a week from Sunday. And what are you going to do with all this extra time? How are you going to spend your Sunday with no football? We'll get into that coming up on News Talk 830 W.
But dude averages 18 yards after catch.
We get it. When you're passionate about something, you go all in. You live entirely in that world. That's exactly how Graybar is about renewable energy projects.
He's all fourth quarter, such a
join our league of clean energy at graybar.com. Yep. Graybar does that.
Hey, football fans, are you obsessed with the game?
Oh, yeah.
Do you find yourself looking for breakdowns from every angle? For those who can't get enough, subscribe to Brian Baldinger's podcast, The Best Football Show, where he discusses the top teams and players from around the league each week.
That's what I watched this week, a dominant performance.
New episodes drop every weekday, including Trench Talk Tuesdays with former NFL lineman Mark Schlereth. Make sure to subscribe to The Best Football Show on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
WCCO.